Now, it's the first question you ask when you kind of take your faith seriously. If you grew up in the faith and it was something that was imposed upon you by your parents or something, at some point, eventually, you take that question on yourself. Why am I following Jesus? And it's a question we should go back and revisit. It's fundamentals. It's like playing any sport, any game. You go back to the fundamentals. If I took a poll this morning, I'll bet that we would have all kinds of different reasons here. And I'll bet a lot of them are selfish. Because when I asked that question to myself, some of the things that I came up with were pretty selfish. That we're here so that we can get something out of it. I've tried other paths in life. You know, I didn't grow up Catholic. I grew up Methodist and really mostly agnostic, trying everything in the world to make me happy. And so here is something that promises happiness and fulfillment. And that's pretty selfish, right? That's something I want for myself. And this is a kind of prosperity gospel where if we put ourselves, if we give to God, that he will bless us and he'll return sevenfold everything that we give him. But, you know, it's not always purely selfish. It's always mixed with good intentions, with a good heart. But we are called to something far deeper. We are called to selflessness. We're called to follow him for him alone. We're called to respond to his first act of love toward us by choosing to love him. It's not us to give to God so that he will bless us. It's God who first blesses us, and then we respond and we return. And of course, this is a journey toward him, and so we find ourselves somewhere along that path, somewhere along the road towards God, toward that shepherd who calls us by name. That's the ultimate thing I landed on. Why do I follow Jesus? Because he calls me, because he is the shepherd. To Jesus, the men and women who didn't know God and who were waiting for what he could give them, they were like sheep without a shepherd. They had no one to follow but themselves. Sheep follow a shepherd. The shepherd leads them. The shepherd walks in front of his sheep. Whereas a goat herder is behind the goats, right? Trying to wrangle them in, trying to get them together. The herder chases the goats. But sheep know the shepherd. They know his voice. And so they follow their shepherd. And the shepherd image is one of the oldest descriptions of who God is. The word shepherd tells us most vividly of the ceaseless vigilance and self-sacrificing love that God has for his flock. The shepherd leads his sheep to the water so that they can find nourishment. And of course, God sent our Lord Jesus as the good shepherd, who is himself our nourishment, our food and our drink. Here at the altar of sacrifice, we are fed with Christ's body and blood. And as he nourishes our bodies, he also comforts our hearts. He assures us that we are his and we come from him and that we're made for him. And this isn't a kind of quid pro quo situation here where we give so that he'll give something back. It's a relationship, so it's complicated, but also so rewarding. Yesterday we had Mass here, and Bishop Cousins was here and gave a homily that was very thought-provoking and deep. Many people believe because something of the faith makes sense to them. Logically, that they're convinced of something in the faith. But that's not really faith. You know, that's more like believing in a philosophy. The pieces add up. The gift of faith, which comes directly from God himself, is being able to follow the shepherd even when we don't know where he's leading us. Because we know that the shepherd is good and wants our ultimate good, which is salvation and eternity with him. And so, you know, that made me think back upon my early belief. Some of it was logical, convincing, and we all need a little bit of that. We have questions, and so we seek out some answers, and the church has good answers for all kinds of things. But there are some teachings of the church that are more difficult to understand, more difficult to adhere to. And that's where our faith kicks in, where we believe things even without understanding them totally, because we follow the shepherd, the one who is leading us. Those hard teachings of the faith, especially that there's no other person than no other salvation than through Jesus himself, those require a deep faith. There's no other name by which we can be saved. No other name will do. If it's salvation that you want, then it's Jesus or nothing. And that's something very difficult that the church proposes, that Jesus himself proposes. He is our cornerstone, the cornerstone of our faith. And Christianity possesses a truth that others do not, that Jesus, the Son of God, rose from the dead, and that there's only one of him. He's the cornerstone. He's that stone that keeps us all together. So why are we following Jesus? Because we hear his voice. Each of us hear it uniquely and distinctly in our lives. It's different for each one of us. He's the shepherd who calls us to himself, giving us that gift of faith which overcomes any doubt or any difficulty. And as we turn toward him, we turn away from ourselves. We turn away from those selfish desires and constant need fulfillment. When we are absorbed with ourselves, we're small and we're closed in. But when we turn toward Jesus, we open ourselves up. We expand our horizon, really to the eternal. And if we are centered upon ourselves, the smallest kind of risk seems too much, too great for us. But when we are centered on God, then there's no risk too great. We can lean on that cornerstone because our success is already guaranteed. Our shepherd said we would be successful. The successful union of creator and creature, besides which everything else is meaningless.